Macmillan Audio presents A Wolf at the Table, A Memoir of My Father by Augustine Burroughs. Read by me, Augustine Burroughs.
Brush a silent sky, treetops reach for a storm, waiting for the rain to come or a tempest to break the calm. The ring of the wind unfolds the sound that would shake the earth with any given spark. The clouds close their eyes, yet do not cry as darkness descends the heart. No flood
Prologue. If my father caught me, he would cut my neck. So I just kept going. Broken sticks and sharp stones gouged my bare feet, but I didn't consider the sensation. A branch whipped across my face. I felt the sting, and for an instant I was fully blind. But I didn't stop. His flashlight sliced into the woods on either side of me. The beam was like a knife, and I didn't want it on my back. He was out there, behind me somewhere in these woods. I dashed to the right through a clutch of young silver birch trees and ran up the embankment, crouching to maintain speed. With his bad knee, he would have trouble with the hill. Lumbering forward, he would need to pause and massage the swollen, throbbing kneecap, catch his breath. When I realized the jabbing slash from his flashlight was gone, I worried that he had cut around and was one step ahead of me, that he was already on the hill, climbing it from the other side. What if I reached the top and he was there waiting? I veered back to the path, then crossed it. I wanted to stop and listen, but I couldn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?